Lucia tells us about the third visit of the Angel of Peace. A longer time had passed when one day we went to pasture our sheep on a property belonging to my parents, which lay on the slope of the hill I have mentioned, a little higher up in the olive grove. After our lunch, we decided to go and pray in the hollow among the rocks on the opposite side of the hill. To get there, we went around the slope and had to climb over some rocks. The poor sheep could only scramble over these rocks with great difficulty. As soon as we arrived there, we knelt down with our foreheads touching the ground and began to repeat the prayer of the angel. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. I don't know how many times we prayed this prayer, when an extraordinary light shone upon us. We sprang up to see what was happening and beheld the angel. He was holding a chalice in his left hand with the sacred host suspended above it, from which some drops of blood fell into the chalice. Leaving the chalice suspended in the air, the angel knelt down beside us, and we prayed three times, Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences which he himself is offended, and through the infinite merits of his most sacred heart and the immaculate heart of Mary, I beg of thee the conversion of poor sinners. Then, rising, he took the chalice and the host in his hands. He gave the sacred host to me and shared the blood from the chalice between Jacinta and Francesco, saying as he did so, Receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, horribly outraged by ungrateful men. Make reparation for their crimes and console your God. Once again, his forehead touched the ground, and he repeated with us three times more the same prayer, O Most Holy Trinity, and then disappeared. We remained a long time in this position, repeating the same words over and over again. When at last we stood up, we noticed that it was already dark, and therefore time to return home.